The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back to hour two with Denise, Fred, and Todd. Denise is a family law lawyer. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Todd is a criminal lawyer. He hates it when I say criminal lawyer. He is not a criminal, but he is a lawyer that handles criminal, former prosecutor.
Oh, I'm coming to terms with it. I'm a criminal lawyer.
Yeah. Former prosecutor of the district attorney's office in Tennessee and in California, in one of the offices in California. Chris Rodriguez is not here, but we've got a lot of exciting things to talk about this second hour. If you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You have to look at our tweets. Hopefully Mariah Carey sees the tweet. She only has 21 million followers. I think the odds of her looking at your tweet is very, very high.
Yes.
Super high. So I got to talk about this past. Go ahead.
Sometimes introductions are difficult on Radio Law Talk.
Yeah.
So I came up with a secondary open that I thought
you might.
I'm just going to play that for you just to see if it makes it. Okay, here we go. Thought it would be. Maybe it would.
The following program is a copyrighted presentation.
All right.
And now, Radio Law Talk with your host, Frederick Penny.
Now, wait, hang on. It gets better.
Denise Dirks. Todd Kunin and Chris Rodriguez.
I just thought maybe.
Oh, that's good.
That maybe because introductions are difficult sometimes.
Everyone's got a theme, is what you're saying.
Got your own theme song.
Yeah, that's all it is. Oh, what's Denise's theme again? I want to hear.
Denise's
that
is Divorce.
Oh, the divorce one.
Yeah.
Wow. And Cal did that in just during the break. What a talented.
I thought you might enjoy that.
Hey, you know, let's talk very briefly about, you know, you learn about all of us. Radio Law Talk is becoming more and more popular. It really is. And Cal and I flew back to Las Vegas to the National Association of Broadcasters convention. By the way, that was like, talk about a child in a candy store. That was Cal. Cal was like a crazed child in this. Like, Fred, look at this. This is the X3 double ZZZY X non 666543 monitor. I'm like, oh, great, Cal.
Well, see, you have to understand, we went in there, Todd and Denise, and there were TV monitors that were bigger than the Radio Law Talk studio and control room combined.
Yeah.
And they were beautiful. And Sony had this magnificent display of these great broadcast cameras. Because, you know, we're thinking, in not too long a time, we're going to have to make ourselves available to the networks. We'll probably be on a Fox or something like that on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a TV production capability. So I'm looking at these cameras that cost, you know, $300,000 a piece. And Fred's going,
Cal,
Move on, focus,
Cal.
Wow.
It was fun.
It was like Fred talking about Mariah Carey.
I heard the show last week while I was gone, and I thought it was really a very good show. But one thing that I did realize is that you guys really do need me. And I heard Todd basically worry about me getting a voodoo doll.
I was extremely concerned that if you ever got into voodoo, I am toast.
That's right. And so I thought it was appropriate what Radio Law Talk tweeted out saying, you better watch out for Denise or you might have problems.
Look, Santa's not the one you better watch out, you better not cry for. It's Denise. It's Denise taking up the dark arts. That's what's really going to get you.
And you know what? Just part of that, you guys didn't get an extra case or no case and get ahead of me.
I know.
Well, woo.
Well, let me tell you some kind of fun stuff that was happening while we were there. USA Radio, shout out for USA Radio Network. I am now the official legal analyst of USA Radio Network, and it started officially a week ago.
Oh, hail Fred.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. But here's the interesting thing. I'm going to tell you, this is the behind the scenes. So I did my first official interview on, well, they were talking about the Cosby thing, and they talked about the Facebook issue, and then the Cohen, whether or not there's an attorney-client privilege issue. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they call me, and I'm talking on the phone, and the news reporters, all the only thing that they do as a news reporter is they just take blips, and they use certain blips, right? Or what do you call them?
Cuts. A sound bite.
Sound bite. Sound bite.
Audio cut.
So I, all I do is I just tell them, and then they record it, and then the sound bites. So Seth, our call screener, said, and now this is top and bottom of the hour news. And this is not, everyone's like, oh, what is it? No, it's like on almost 400 radio stations nationwide, top of the hour news. Dun, 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 you know, and news analyst Frederick Penny. And
host of Radio Law Talk.
Not yet. They didn't say it on that. I'm going to get to that. So what happened is Seth, our call screeners, he calls me. I'm in Vegas. He goes, my dad's on the phone from Cincinnati, Ohio. In, you know, he works for Millwright. He's a millwright. And all the boys are listening to the top of the hour news, and there's Fred Penny. Is that the Fred Penny that I know? Yes. So I'm getting calls here, and I'm heard all over the nation.
The power of radio.
The power of radio.
And lawyers aren't competitive. I do a commercial and end up on a billboard. Fred's got to go on 400 radio
stations. That's exactly what I said.
Give me a break.
I'm going to beat Todd. Todd is in the Northern California area. I'm going nationwide. So here's the fun part about it. So then this is the best part. So then Cal and I, we have some meetings, and I'll tell you, it was great. We had meetings with all types of radio station owners, and it was a perfect week for Cal and I.
Very productive.
Very, very, very productive. And then I got a call from a person I didn't know. I hope they're not listening. I didn't know. Apparently, he was a producer of a show called The Wells Report. And so I thought it was the same guys calling it again. So I was just going to make a soundbite and talk about I don't know, what was I talking? Oh yeah, I was talking about the Cohen thing and the Trump. And so I was ready for the soundbite. Blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to the producer, and he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah." And he's chit chatting. I go, "Okay, I'm not ready for the soundbite." And all of a sudden, the Wells Report. Blah 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 blah. Blah. And I'm here with Fred Penny. I'm like, I think I'm on live. Next thing I know, I'm live on the Wells Report, which is a national, you know,
syndicated
kind of
show.
Syndicated show, and I'm on there for 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, I expected just to say one thing briefly. And so I was sitting there going, and he asked me a question that I absolutely did not know the answer. I flat out did not know the answer. So as a good lawyer, guess what I did?
Depends.
Nope, I just moved on. I answered the other questions and said, well, this is how it works. And then I just skirted it and went around it because I didn't know the answer. And so as lawyers, people think, oh, you're a lawyer. Here's a question, you know. And so I wasn't prepared because I didn't know that answer.
Yeah, and just because you went to law school, Todd and Denise and Fred, right, doesn't mean that you're well-versed in every element of every law moment, right?
I disagree. I took out one whole column on Jeopardy that had to do with the law, and I got everyone right.
Well, I got the football ones right that nobody got right on Jeopardy. So.
And you know what it was about? You know what it was about? You want to know the topic?
Yeah, what was it?
All about details of executive privilege.
Oh, brother.
I'm like,
That's tough.
Constitutional law, presidential law, that's a specialty area.
That's tough.
Move on.
That's super tough.
You know, I have an older brother, about 5 years older than I am. David's actually my younger brother.
Oh, David. Who's the older brother?
My older brother's Eric.
Eric,
and,
okay, I don't know.
And this guy, to give him props, has some serious horsepower upstairs. I mean, he took the GMAT, scored the 97th percentile, never went to graduate school, whatever.
Wow.
But he always kind of talked down to me in terms of smarts because he was just smarter than I was or perceived that way. I started law school. I had been in law school. He started in September. November rolls around for Thanksgiving. I'd been in all of two and a half months in law school. Now at the family dinners, everything is, well, I didn't go to law school, but I'm doing this. And everything that he said was couched in terms of not knowing what I had learned in my whopping 2.5 months of law school. And I've had the upper hand ever since, or at least so I think so.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we're going to come back and talk about the Supreme Court decision about online shopping. There might be some costs involved. It hasn't been heard yet, but it's coming up. The Durst trial, Facebook and Google class action. We're going to talk about the restaurant again, about our famous lasagna. But we'll be right back, and we got other things we're going to talk about.
There's a lot more coming up right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. So stay tuned. Radio Law Talk's just getting started. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the Western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
So, generally speaking, the court's ruling on online shopping is as follows. This is the United States. These are the rules. If a business is shipping to a state where it does not have an office, a warehouse, or a physical presence, it does not have to collect the state taxes for anything purchased online. That's the general rule. Now, again, this is deep, complicated stuff. We're not going to get into the deep. We're just talking generally again. So that's the general rule. So what happened as Amazon grew and got bigger and bigger, they started opening what? They opened sites in different states to distribute. Therefore, they started to have to collect taxes in those states that they had buildings or offices or warehouses. So it's really affected Amazon. So they've had to collect taxes for those states where they have offices in throughout the United States. But of course, Amazon's so big. Where it hurts, and the issue is the small mom and pops that don't. And there is a lawsuit brought forth, and some people are saying, and especially the big guys like Apple, Macy's, Target, and Walmart are saying, this is not fair because we're paying collecting taxes on our stuff for those states. Why is all these other online companies not have to?
Right. They're competitors. Their direct competitors are not having to collect it. And so people are going to go toward the competitors that don't have to collect a state tax.
That's exactly right.
It's going to save consumer money.
And they're not. And so some examples of on the case is the electronics retailer Crutchfield, 1-800-CONTACTS, jewelry seller Blue Nile are among some of them that have kind of sidestepped this sales tax due to the fact of this old Supreme Court case that they don't have to because they're not in these areas. So that case is coming up. It hasn't been heard yet.
No, but it's the trial court's already heard it.
Yeah, it's the Supreme Court.
And then the appellate court has heard it also. Now it's going up from the Court of Appeals to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear it.
That's right. They didn't do what's called – you can deny cert, which means the court says we're not going to hear it, but they already said they're going to hear it.
Yeah. What do they do in the Court of Appeals? What's the posture in the Court of Appeals?
I don't remember what the Court of Appeals posture was.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Because that tells you a lot about who's appealing it.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. But I just don't remember. All I know is the Supreme Court is taking it up now, and I didn't go read all the former, all the old.
When we hear from the Supreme Court, we'll have
then
that information.
We'll have that. Yeah, that's
perfect. I'm pretty certain the posture of the court was sitting. I mean, they're always sitting when they listen to the.
Sometimes.
Getting, all right, sorry. Yeah, stupid joke from Todd here. Let me tell you what I think about some of this stuff here. I'm telling you.
That took me a couple minutes
Denise
there to
figure it's like, that. What the heck is he talking
about? We're going to talk about the law?
Oh, that was a joke. Here's something that I see about this, because my opinion is that the market will sort of settle things down, clear things out. And I say that for this reason. One of the big problems that online retailers have is the immediacy with which they can provide the consumer with the product. If I want to go and buy a video, for example, right now, I go to Best Buy, I buy it, I'm watching it in an hour.
Best Buy.
If I buy it on eBay, if I buy it from something else, maybe videos aren't good because you can stream it, but if I buy a product from an out-of-state retailer, now,
say voodoo doll. Or
I have yes. I have to wait for that voodoo doll to be given to me from Tahiti, or wherever. I have to wait for it to show up. And boy, if you've ever purchased anything that happens to be shipped from China, when it goes through customs, I ordered something that was a small flash drive. It took me 4 months to get it.
Wow!
And so there's the immediacy with which you can get it. And so some people will pay whatever Walmart is charging for the in-state sales tax. The market will bear it out because the immediacy, they want it right now,
right,
as opposed to waiting for it. And in order to overcome the immediacy thing for an online retailer, they have to have shipping centers that are closer that can get it to you within 24 hours. Well, guess what? If that's the case, now they're having to pay the tax because they're inside your state, which is what happens with Amazon. So I think that if they didn't do anything about it, the market would kind of bear this out, but what?
Yes and no. I think what's happened is this is an old Supreme Court ruling that they're going by. Things have changed so rapidly in the past 10 years with online. I don't have the numbers, but I bet you the amount of online purchasing is dramatically bigger than 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
Or so when the Supreme Court came down.
The laws clearly haven't caught up with that technology. A big one, for example. And we'll probably cover this when we talk about Facebook and Diamond and Silk.
Let's pull right into that. I didn't talk about it on the radio anyway.
There's a law, and Cal, you could probably comment a little bit about this as well, that if a news station, if an online or if a air broadcaster, whether it be television or radio, gives time for political speech to one party, they have to give the opportunity for equal time to another party.
If they give it, that's correct. If you give someone free time, let's say Fred's running for district attorney, Todd's running for DA, I call Fred up, say you want to be on the air, same office, then I have to reach out to Todd and say, I've made this available to Fred. Do you wish to be on at a similar time on a different day, or together if you want to do it
together. Or on a price. If they run an ad, you have to
charge
the same price, but tell the other person, hey, you have an option to run an ad.
You've got to make it available to them. That's
but the thing that they can't do, the thing that a radio station, if I understand correctly, couldn't do, is if you had two parties that both wanted to run ads, the radio station could not say, well, I don't like the conservative ad. I'm not going to run it. I'm just going to run the liberal ad.
You can not run ads if there is editorial content that is outside your standards. Somebody uses a language,
yes,
or there's a slanderous attack or whatever. But otherwise, you're correct. I mean, you take the ad, you take the money, and you go from there.
Now, the laws that were promulgated about that were promulgated at a time when the major ways of advertising for politics were TV and radio. Well, what do we do now where online broadcasting is in many respects taking the place of television and radio, and how's the law going to be amended? I don't think the law has quite caught up with that.
It may not, and I'll tell you why. Most of the radio advertising and television advertising done in the last presidential election was a president talking for free as a news interview with all of the on-air and cable news and satellite news networks, still purchase time and so on the Facebook and what have you. So I think what's happening is just the dynamic. Radio and TV are still the major way candidates reach people and get their message out. And then they finesse that message and so on, usually on Facebook and other methods.
Yeah, we'll
like
follow
that
up, and we're going to talk about the Trump Diamond and Silk videos that are pulled off after the Fox and Friends appearance that are pulled off Facebook. Can they do that? Is that proper? We're going to discuss that when we come back. We'll be back. Denise, Fred, and Todd.
And also, just a point, 17% growth in retail online sales in just 2016 to 2017.
Wow.
17% growth. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll...
Going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car. Get in your truck. Get on the road, come visit the dog.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
Now it's time for us to get back to the show, RadioLawTalk.com with Fred, Denise, and Todd.
So when you sign up for Facebook, you notice there's these little contracts you have to click on that said you read and understand that. Raise your hand, just the three of us. Have you read and understand all those? No, none of us have read and understood those.
No.
You just click and move on, and we're lawyers. And so Diamond and Silk apparently did a video on Fox and Friends, and apparently Facebook says we're not going to allow that on our Facebook feed, and they're upset about it. And actually, I got the call from USA Radio Network to opine about what the deal is. And whether or not they're allowed to do that. Well, absolutely they can do that. Unless there's two issues. Unless they're doing it for discriminatory mean because of race, sex, or gender or anything like that. Or there's other constitutional issues. But generally speaking, you can't say it's because it's political they took it down that I have the rights. Not necessarily, because you clicked. It's a contractual issue. Now, whether or not they're going to change that after all these hearings – that's a different story.
See, political, you talked about, we call them protected classes. And, you know, you can't be fired from a job based upon your race, religion, sexual orientation, and
gender.
Know, gender, those marital status. That's a protected class. And political affiliation is not a protected class. So they can't do that because they can't call it discrimination because of a protected class and do that. And I think it's also important to remind folks, because you hear this a lot. Well, what about freedom of speech? Freedom of speech doesn't apply in a situation like this, because you read freedom of speech as outlined in the Constitution of the United States. What it's protecting the citizen from is the government.
And it applies to the states as well.
Yes. Right. It keeps the government from limiting your ability to say something.
A business can't. No.
And Facebook is not the government. It's a private industry.
Even though some people think it is.
Well, that's true. But so then the next question is, we had these hearings where Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was called, you know, voluntarily, wasn't subpoenaed, but he went back and testified before Congress, and they addressed issues about use of private data. I believe Senator Cruz also got into the Diamond and Silk issue.
And advertisements directed at certain protected classes.
Yes.
And not others. And there was a few different topics that were discussed, but mainly the data.
And so he was asked questions by both the Senate and Congress. And the important thing to keep in mind is, well, what does Congress have to do with this? Why would Congress bring that in? It's because the Congress specifically is mandated by the Constitution to regulate interstate commerce. Mm-hmm. And Facebook clearly is engaging.
It's actually interstate and out of state or out of country commerce.
That's right.
Right?
But in the Constitution it says interstate commerce. They have the authority to regulate what goes on between the states when it comes to commerce. And because Facebook is clearly involved in that, then Congress comes in and has to look at it in terms of what sort of regulations can we or can we not impose. The other thing that they're looking at with Facebook, I would imagine, is the concept embodied in the Sherman Antitrust Act. Now, this is the act that caused entities like AT&T to have to be broken up. And basically what the act says is if your business has gotten so big that it has destroyed competition, nobody can compete with you, then the consumer doesn't get the benefit of competing.
Free trade
mm-hmm. and all that. You can jack up the prices. You can have a monopoly on all of this. And the question that I think Facebook would legitimately have to answer is, in their business model, in what they do, who can compete with them? Now, they would come back and say, well, we're competing with YouTube.
MySpace.
That's a great example. MySpace has gone by the wayside. AOL has gone by the wayside. There isn't really anybody
that Instagram
can
has been bought by Facebook.
That's right.
I didn't hear that, did they?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
And so the government holds, in my opinion, a significant amount of leverage over Facebook to essentially say, look, you guys might not be subject to encroachments on freedom of speech, but if you don't knock this off, we're going to do what everybody has been fearful that the government is going to do, and we're going to get in and regulate the internet.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the word standard, two words, Standard Oil?
Yes.
So, you know, one of the first big breakups, you know.
Yeah,
Standard
monopolies.
Oil. Yeah, the monopolies. So that is a big issue. But as it sits now, they can regulate what is said on Facebook and according to their basic principles,
as long as
it's not discriminatory. Sorry, I didn't want to say that.
And that gets back to the question that I had posed to Cal earlier about the political regulation or the political requirements for radio and broadcast. I could see the Senate and the Congress coming in and trying to apply something similar when it comes to political speech, saying, look, it is becoming such a forum, Facebook, YouTube, for the dissemination of political speech,
right,
that you guys can't censor it anymore because this is similar to what we were trying to get away from
television.
With radio and television.
That's right. And so now maybe they do Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. If you allow the Democrats to say something or an independent or you got to allow a Republican to come in saying the same amount, that could happen.
The Green
Cal.
Party, yeah.
This is where these disclaimers come on radio and TV spots. This ad paid for and approved by the candidate or by the committee to reelect because the radio and television, they didn't want you to not know the source of that ad. And I would expect that's the first regulation we're going to see on Facebook and all these other accounts.
Absolutely.
Is an absolute identification of the source of the funding for that commercial. And in California, we take it all the way back to the root source, not just some, you know, committee with an animal, a gecko in front of it.
But does that, Cal, apply to Facebook allowing certain things on there that are, quote, bad in bad taste, according to them, that may be political? That's the question. I agree with that, that's going to be easy now.
Zuckerberg says he wants it to be transparent. So not only does he want to know who paid for the ad and who sponsored the ad, but he also says that the consumer should know who they're targeting.
No, what I'm talking about.
Right? He went for
well, I'm saying that the market will do a much better job of regulating what you're talking about once they know the actual source of the in poor taste political ad.
But see,
don't you think?
I'm not talking about ads. You guys missed my point.
Well,
ignore
Facebook
the
posts, whatever.
Ads.
Even
it's
a post.
The post.
Even a
yes.
post.
So what happens is someone posts something that's not an ad
right.
that is political, and Facebook says to these two gals, this is not proper. We're taking it down. Well, then what's to say something else isn't proper? Where does that line get drawn?
This is always the case in free speech. Who is it, other than the Constitution itself, which says Congress shall make no law, right? Mm-hmm. Who is it that gets to be the arbiter of what is poor taste and what is inappropriate political speech?
Facebook right now.
The Constitution says it's the marketplace. It's the hearer. If the idea is bad, right. people don't pay attention to it. They walk away from it.
Right.
Facebook is saying, well, not really. It's us.
It's going to be a committee that was going to review these sort of things.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. If you go to your Facebook feed, you can go down to your ad preferences, okay, mm-hmm. and then go through there.
Facebook and, 101.
And you can find out what, based upon your posts on Facebook, you can find out how Facebook has labeled you politically,
right.
whether Facebook thinks that Denise Dirks, based upon her Facebook activity, is conservative, very conservative, middle of the road, liberal, very liberal. They do that. They base their decision on what you, on your activity, and then when somebody comes in to do ads on Facebook and says, I only want to target the ultra liberal. If you're in that category, you get those ads. But they're the ones that make the determination.
So what are you determined to be?
Where does it say that? It shows up at the bottom.
But just remember, that's how Facebook makes their money. They're not some benevolent group. They make money by profiling everybody they can and selling you out as a demographic to whomever wants to reach that particular demo. That's how they make their money,
right.
and it's the only way they make their money.
But
that's right.
But some consumers are okay with that.
Well,
and
obviously,
some consumers are
right,
not.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
One thing that I did notice in these hearings that was evidence of the age gap were some of the questions of some of the more senior members of the Senate that demonstrated, in my opinion, a complete lack of understanding of how things work.
Right.
One senator in particular said, well, how do you support a business model that does not charge its consumers for the use of the service?
They
and he
do.
Was legitimate.
They
and the response from Zuckerberg was, well, Senator, we sell ads. That's how we do it.
Right.
And it
well,
was like, of course.
How is your business model going to survive a change if you do not sell ads?
That's,
well, probably yeah. cannot.
The answer is they're not going to. How does radio survive if they can't sell commercials?
Exactly.
Right, which
we're
going to now.
We're
going to
talk more about that when we're not going to talk about this when we come back. Let's talk about the Durst trial. That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
That's the interesting thing we're going to talk about.
And I have a grievance to grieve.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back.
Have to have a Festivus festival outside of the holidays. That's coming up next on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews of the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick
Quack. All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
All around the world. The world. This is RadioLawTalk.com.
Wow, we're back already. Hey, you know what? We have multiple times talked about Durst. And Durst is basically, it's such a long discussion about the facts of the Durst trial, but basically, the Durst family is a very wealthy family out of New York that are big real estate holders. And this is the Robert Durst. It's kind of the guy that went kind of sideways. From what I understand, there's a lot, many of the Durst family are very good, nice people, upstanding citizens. His wife passed away mysteriously. They've never found her body. He was not convicted for that. And then there was a friend of his that was another woman that mysteriously passed away also, and there's allegations of that this friend knew that Hearst had basically said, you know, admitted that he had killed his former wife. And then this lady disappears, and there he's on a trial. Now, wasn't there another guy that
there
he
was.
Also?
It was a neighbor.
It was a neighbor guy mm-hmm. that did he?
He was killed and dismembered, and his body yeah. was found in like Galveston Bay or something
right.
like
and,
that.
And he was not he was not found not guilty of that murder.
That's right.
And so now they're in Los Angeles. There's the trial. They're trying to get the prosecutor and the district attorney's eyes to district. Attorney's office are trying to get him to, you know, put him on trial for the death of this quote friend that's a girl that happened to know things that she quote shouldn't have known. Now, what we did early on, and if you go back to our podcast, look up Durst, and if you go to YouTube, that's the only and the funniest YouTube that we've ever done on Radio Law Talk. What happens is Durst goes on HBO. my understanding is lawyers like, no, you're not. But they do a show, and he goes on HBO. And we all know you're mic'd up. And I've been mic'd up. I've been on TV a number of times. I've been interviewed, and we've all been interviewed. They mic you up. Now, I remember last time I was on a TV show, I was on the news, and they mic'd me up. And I was kind of testing them because this was soon after the Durst thing. And I said, you know what? While I'm sitting here, before I go on, he's got the thing turned on. I said, can you turn it off? He goes, no, it's turned on. We'll just turn it off up there at the main board so we don't hear you until we need you. And I'm like, so you can turn it on at the board right now and whatever I'm saying? He goes, yes. So I'm thinking, oh, shoot. And what happened is Durst takes a break and goes to the bathroom. And he's as he's in the bathroom, he says some very interesting things that they want to bring up. And some of the interesting things are, he says, quote, you're caught. What the blank did I do? Kill them all, of course. And so that's what he says. Now, the best part about this whole thing, you're saying, why are we talking about that? Fred, why is this so important? Because Cal reverses back. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. He goes back too far of him in the bathroom, and we hear more than we're supposed to hear. And Cal, lots of tooting going on.
There it is. Your cord.
Yeah, that's him saying, here it is, your cord. Oh, there it is. So that's so Cal.
There it is, you're caught.
So Cal, he's actually in the toilet, and they've got his mic on, and they keep it on, and he says
can't
some stuff.
Imagine.
Here he is.
Yeah.
This is live.
Arrest him, he says. Arrest him. I mean, this he's just flipping out, probably from the pressure of being under this interview.
What's in the house?
I don't know what's in the house. Such a I want this. Yeah. It's just a weird thing. It's just a weird, weird deal. But
he's tooting the whole time, and Cal keeps playing the tooting, and I was laughing so hard. At least this time I was not laughing because I know what was going on.
And I was so embarrassed. If you look at the YouTube, it's literally entitled "Farting."
Yeah,
and I'm just have my hands over my face.
It is. I was laughing so hard I couldn't talk. But it's Cal's like, oh, sorry, oh, didn't mean to think that. So what's going on now is a preliminary hearing. And the preliminary hearing is they're determining whether or not they can put him on trial for this. And it's all about evidentiary issues. And this is kind of up Todd's alley. We both do this also. But on criminal cases, there's a lot of issues of hearsay. And not just criminal cases, but all cases. But especially in criminal cases, there's issues of, hey, he said this or she said this. The problem is there's a lot of people that are dead and they can't testify. So there's emergency situations or that they can or if they said something, emergency type things. But we're discussing what may or may not come in here. And that's going to be the big fight. But what people don't realize is what they're doing now is just a preliminary hearing. And there's evidence that comes in that normally might not be able to come in during the trial. Correct?
That's true. So this is the trial of the confidant. For the murder of the confidant, and the prosecution's theory is that Durst killed her to shut her up because she might have had information about how
Susan
the first
Berman.
Wife died.
Susan Berman.
And they're going to preliminary hearing. Purpose of a preliminary hearing, again, is for the court to determine whether there's probable cause to let the matter go to trial. And at preliminary hearings, hearsay generally is not admissible, but there's a huge exception for preliminary hearings in California. I want to stress that this is California. When I went out to Tennessee and practiced and was a DA out there, they didn't have this exception. It was a little different. But in California, where the trial is going to be, if there's a holding order and this ends up going to trial, this is where the preliminary hearing is going to be held in Los Angeles Superior Court. What they allow is the officer, if the officer has had the training at the academy to testifying in preliminary hearings, or if the officer has more than 5 years of experience as a law enforcement officer, then the officer can testify to what other people told him or her directly. They cannot do double-level hearsay, and you can't introduce evidence through... So you can't do... I could... If I was the officer, I could testify to what Denise told me.
Yeah, but directly, because that's a party admission.
No,
is that right?
Even if Denise wasn't a party, if you were just a witness, okay, let's say it was a vehicular homicide case, and Denise was at the light and saw the car run the red light, the officer could say, I interviewed Denise, and she said that the defendant's car ran the light, okay, and that's admissible. Now let's say that Fred was the one who saw the thing run the light, and you're a close friend of Fred's. I could not get in.
And I die.
Well, let's just say you're still alive, yeah, okay, but I can't find you for whatever reason. Denise could not say, well, Fred told me that the person ran the light, because I, as the officer, did not interview Fred directly. And
I am not a percipient witness.
And you are not post-certified. You're not a law enforcement witness. Okay. So I can only get in the evidence that the officer, if I'm the officer, I could only testify to what I personally observed. And then if that's the case, then the officer gets the DA gets all sorts of evidence in through the officer. Most preliminary hearings are conducted with one, maybe two witnesses, and it's always the officer testifying to what witnesses told them. All right. Now,
this case is a big issue.
Now,
because
in this case, the officer can testify to that. Any investigator can testify to what people told him. But the question here is, how are you going to get that evidence in once trial comes around when that exception doesn't apply?
Stop there, Tom. The reason is this. I want to make sure, because right now people are going, what? Why is that important? Here's why it's important, so you can keep going. What's happened is the people that are alive heard this lady by the name of Susan Berman, the friend, say, yes, Durst killed his wife at the beginning.
That's right.
And so now she's dead. So how are you going to get the saying or her saying to her friends that are alive, hey, he told me he killed his first wife? That's
and,
the right. issue.
And they're going to have a hard time. I don't see how they're going to get that. I don't see how they're going to get that evidence in. Mm. Now, what they're doing also right now, because you mentioned that some of these witnesses are elderly, there is the recorded testimony. So if you know that a trial's coming up, and maybe that trial's a year away, and you think that a witness might die, you can have a conditional examination done where the defense gets to cross-examine, you get to ask, and in the event that person passes away, you could try to introduce that videotape testimony because they were subject to cross-examination.
Right.
That is some of the things that they are doing in this case because of the age of the victims.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk more about this, not this next hour, but as the case goes forward. So tune in to Radio Law Talk. We're also going to talk about piping hot sauce squirting from lasagna and hurting people. And we're going to talk about a $7 million lawsuit for a football brain injury. We'll be back with hour number three, Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Radio Law Talk will be back in 6 minutes for hour number three.